On Taoiseach Simon Harris and the Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sánchez meet in Dublin today for the second time in less than 24 hours, with the two men expected to discuss formal recognition of the State of Palestine. They met in Warsaw yesterday following the Taoiseach's meeting in Brussels with EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen. A formal announcement on recognition by Ireland, Spain and some other EU states could come in the coming weeks. In Brussels yesterday, Simon Harris said it was highly likely more EU countries would follow the lead of Ireland and Spain. For more on the first political week of the new Taoiseach, I'm joined by the Irish Times political editor, Pat Leahy. Pat, good morning.
Good morning, Mary.
Are Spain and Ireland in lockstep now on recognition of the State of Palestine?
More or less, it seems, yeah. And I guess that will be one of the subjects that the two leaders discuss today. And I would imagine that we will see a statement from them in that regard. It's not just Ireland and Spain. There are other EU countries that are part of this initiative as well. Slovenia and Malta are often mentioned, also Belgium. And I think what is going on is that there is an effort, largely led, it has to be said, by Ireland and Spain throughout the EU. It's been going on for some months to move this issue along as part of an effort, I suppose, to shift the EU's position on the conflict, which started off being, as people would have seen, being squarely in support of Israel after the October the 7th attacks by Hamas, but has, in response to Israel's actions in Gaza, has steadily become more, I suppose, pro-Palestinian, to put it in its simplest form. Mm.
And do we know how Ursula von der Leyen will respond? The content of that discussion yesterday with Simon Harris, because, you know, she was among the early visitors to Israel after the Hamas attack, and she was criticised even from within her own cabinet for giving unqualified support to them and not calling out Israeli actions in Gaza.
She was subject to some very considerable criticism, as you say, from within the Commission. And there's, you know, the unprecedented situation of Commission staff releasing a statement, coming together and releasing a statement and saying that they were very uncomfortable with the position that she had taken. And it's very clear, I think, that a number of EU countries, including Ireland, were quite critical of the position that she adopted early on in the conflict. There was very little really out of that meeting between Simon Harris and Ursula von der Leyen yesterday. Both of them said it was a very positive meeting and so forth. And I don't think that there is, a formal shift in the EU's position on the recognition of Palestine is likely to come. But that is why individual member states, including Ireland, are working on the issue. And I think it is fair to say that they have shifted the broad outlines of the EU's position. And I think that those efforts will continue. What I was told during the week after the announcement in the Dáil on the day that Simon Harris was elected Taoiseach by Foreign Affairs Minister Micheál Martin, that the recognition was likely to be a matter of weeks rather than months. Now, I think we'll be looking for clarity to see what exactly that is going to mean. But mm-hmm. It does seem that it is at least somewhat imminent.
All right. It's a bit early to be running the rule over Simon Harris's first few days in the job of Taoiseach. But in those first few days, Pat, we've had criticism of his first speech in the Dáil from Israel. We've had criticism that he didn't show up for his first leaders on Wednesday. He said he had a number of important phone calls to take and make. And criticism of the allocation of the Gaeltacht portfolio and now a question over the patents referendum. How's it going for him?
Well, I mean, I suppose you're right. We should give him at least a week before we cast any judgments. But I think it's, you know, welcome to being Taoiseach, where unlike when you're, you know, just a minister, and let us not forget that Simon Harris was a minister in, you know, a relatively unimportant department politically. But when you're Taoiseach, the problems come at you front and centre and they all land on your desk. I think that, you know, when the dust settles, he would probably admit that his first day might have been managed a little bit better with that no-show in the Dáil and the confusion over who was going to be allocated, which junior minister was going to be allocated the Gaeltacht portfolio. I don't think when the historians come to write about the premiership of Simon Harris that these sort of things will register in any significant way, to be honest. I do think, though, that the first couple of days have been instructive in one respect, and that is the prominence of foreign affairs in that. And that is something that Simon Harris, I suppose, would have had fairly limited experience of in the past. And it's a sign, I suppose, also of how EU business is changing. And, you know, as you discussed with your last guest there, one of the, you know, the many international threats that threatens the world and therefore threatens Europe and therefore threatens Ireland. And Leo Varadkar, I suppose, in talking, you know, in one of his valedictory interviews, you know, talked about, or it was a dull speech, I think, actually, who talked about many of the, you know, the crisis that he led the country through were international in origin. And it may seem that, you know, that the same may be true for Simon Harris and indeed for future Taoiseach.
As you say, the list I went through there may not make the history books, but what about this patents referendum? Because it was due to take place in June. It's, you know, it may not grip the public imagination, but it is business that needs to be done. Will it happen?
Looks pretty doubtful at this stage. This has been in the pipeline for over a decade, actually. I can remember Eamon Gilmore when he was tarnished talking about how he was going to bring forward the referendum on the EU Patents Court. But it's been put on the very long finger since then. And the government made a decision earlier this year that it was going to hold that referendum on June the 7th, along with the local and European elections. But that now seems to be in doubt. There's a new minister in the department responsible, Peter Burke. His staff were only able to say yesterday that that they would bring forward proposals to government next week without saying what they were. Mm-hmm. Normally, when a memo goes to government, it seeks a decision from the cabinet, and there is nervousness, of course, after the crushing defeat in the recent referendums. That there's a sort of there's a pillar of conventional wisdom in government that anything that the government brings forward in a referendum, somewhere between a quarter and a third of voters will vote against it simply because it's the government bringing it back. And it seems that those fears are at play here.
All right, Pat Leahy of the Irish Times. Thank you very much.